I got myself out of my 20-year marriage, which was the scariest thing I've ever done. And this was a number of years ago. I was in my 40s in New York City, terrified of online dating, terrified of what was in front of me. I had no idea if I would ever find love again. I left a marriage that was really good, but not necessarily great.
You can't make this up.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
One of the many reasons why men shouldn't get married. She admitted that she had a really good marriage, but it wasn't great. It wasn't a fairy tale. It wasn't a Netflix special. Women like this will never be happy because fairy tales aren't real in relationships. I hope she didn't have kids. For the man she divorced, it was a blessing in disguise. Hopefully he realizes that by now.
And I kind of took a leap of faith. And so here I was in New York hearing all the horror stories. And I had a little time on my hands because I was at this inflection point in my life where I was like leaving this business and I was leaving my marriage and leaving my best friend and like really reinventing myself. And so I did have some time and I did turbo date, which again, don't try this at home, but I was on some days via the apps going on 4, 5, I think 6 was my record per day.
What the hell is the world coming to?
That's absolutely disgusting and disgraceful. And I'm sure if the husband sees this video, he's going to be happy like, phew, I'm glad I don't got to deal with this train wreck anymore. But that's how desperate the average American man is, that a 40-plus divorcee can go on all those dates, can get 6 dates lined up in a day.
That's wild.
Insane. Fully insane. I mean, the barista I knew, like, loved. I would always go to the same coffee shop, and he was like, all right, who do we have today? And they call it mini screener dates, which are 45-minute just vibe check dates. And I would space them out and I would have my laptop in between. And sometimes it got awkward, but here we are.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I agree. Like, don't try this at home. You know, my whole thing is I went on 64 first dates in 10 months, which is with my version of that.
Fellas, don't ever be down this bad where you would seriously consider a woman who'd been on 64 dates in a year. You don't find that suspicious, bro? It looked like she had a wedding ring on her finger. I wonder, does her husband know about this? Well, I guess he knows now. They have no shame. I gotta say it again. They have no shame. Why would you want to even embarrass your husband like this online, talking about how you dated 64 guys before you met him? They don't think, folks. They just don't think. They have no concept of honor and integrity. It's all just cutesy, fun girl talk.
Never forget that everyone is a princess.
Why did you do that? I have my version, but like, what got you there?
That's a great question.
You don't really want to know.
So I have sort of a social anthropology brain. I think you do too. It's sort of like just really curious. After hearing all these horror stories, I thought, first of all, love is everywhere. Love has to be available for me and for everybody. Why is it so hard? Like, why does dating get such a bad rap? Why am I hearing only horror stories? And so I kind of wanted to crack the code in a way of like, okay, if I wanted to become a chef out of nowhere, I would probably cook a lot. I would probably make a lot of mistakes. I would make a million different dishes. I would try different recipes. That's kind of what I was doing. And I failed horribly so much of the time.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I mean, I want to be clear, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was trying to be chosen, which I'm writing a book right now. And the whole thesis is, you know, it's not about being chosen. It's about whether you're aligned.
That is bullshit.
Woo woo mumbo jumbo. It's not about being chosen. Yes, the dating market is about being chosen because you have to be chosen before you can even see if you're aligned. It doesn't matter if you're aligned with somebody who didn't choose you and doesn't want to be with you. Make it make sense, folks. Look at those eyes. You can tell she's just look at her eyes.
It's not about being chosen. It's about whether you're aligned. But I didn't know any of that. And so I just kind of used the same skill set that I had used my whole life in dating, which is, wow, I can't wait to feel butterflies and chemistry. And then everything else is just going to click into place. So that's how I started. And as you can imagine, wow. I mean, the stories.
Are you laughing, Beyonce? You find it funny.
Oh, the stories and the slongs and the getting pumped behind dumpsters. Oh, the humanity. Chasing a feeling. She threw away a 20-year marriage to chase chemistry and sparks. This is why I say women aren't marriage material as a gender. I mean, there's exceptions, but as a gender, just not worth trying to build a life with.
Who hurt you?
I love it. And yes, I relate obviously so much to your story, you know, and that approach of just like, I want to throw myself in, fail a lot and figure it out and just see what happens. And along the way, you do learn that the butterflies and sparks just aren't it.
They're not it. They're not it. I mean, it's really astounding to me that finding your person is arguably the most important choice of your whole life. And yet we are the most ill-prepared for the journey. I mean, I feel like in seventh grade, we should be learning interpersonal skills and relational skills and learning what you stand for and learning how to ask thoughtful questions of other people to see if you're aligned with them, whether it's a friend or a romantic interest. I mean,
yeah, you got to go through the trial and error of, you know, dating, and you got to get run through by 20, 30, 40 guys before you realize it's not about sparks. It's not about chemistry. And then you finally can settle for a guy who you're not sexually attracted to.
If she thinks it's anything less than the best, then it's not going to happen.
I'm always right in the end.
This is the chaos that is a woman's mind when empowered.
It really blows my mind that, you know, I have clients, male, female, of every decade, and I'll have a female client at 60 years old come to me and say, I hope he likes me. That's it. I hope. And I'm like, well, hold on.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all it takes?
Do we know if we like him? Like,
is this camera on me?
Yes.
That's stupid.
First off, a woman is 60 and still dating, but I'm not going to get on her because maybe she's a widow. But think about how silly what she just said is. A woman is coming to her, a client. I don't know why anybody's taking advice from her, but anyway, a 60-year-old client comes to her and says, oh my goodness, I hope he likes me. Oh, but do you like him? Obviously, if she's coming to you saying she hopes he likes her, you ignoramus.
Use your common sense.
Yeah. Well, I want to come back to your work and your clients, but just, I know everyone listening is probably just dying to know, how did you meet enough people to have 6 dates in one day at some point?
I mean, really, it was the apps.
Another question that people had was, when did you bring up your divorce on these dates? Like, when did that come into the vibe check?
Yeah, so interesting. At the beginning, when I was sort of turbo dating blindly with zero knowledge of what I was doing, I would hide that. I would at first I sort of hid it because I thought, oh, damaged goods, you know. It's not a good thing. I'm going to just dance around it. Clearly, that bombed. I mean, that was a horrible strategy.
Well, duh.
Because you want to be honest and you want to be yourself and you want to show people where you are in the dating process. Are you just discovery dating, fresh out of something? Have you been single a long time? And I wanted the answers to that too. So then I realized I had to be really upfront. So then I changed my strategy and it was first date material where, again, I call it skillful vulnerability. You don't, and nor should you, vomit out your whole dating story, whole history on the first date. But it's something like this. You can ask someone on a first date, hey, how's dating going for you? And that question will elicit some really interesting, you know, answers.
I love that question.
Yeah, and information. And then, of course, you have to be ready to answer it. So someone would ask me and I had one line. I said, you know what? I am out of a divorce pretty recently. It's very amicable. And I have been in therapy the last 3 years, really unearthing all of the elements, and I feel great and ready to be out there, and I'm excited.
No, 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 no.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.